From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today, Miami-Dade's passenger rail service celebrates a big birthday. WLRN's Julia Duba hops on board Metrorail to see if the train has fulfilled all its early promise.
Metrorail was 20 years in the making. It started with a feasibility study on mass transit from Miami-Dade County in the 60s. Then voters approved a $135 million bond issue. And Metrorail opened its gates on May 20, 1984. It had a humble beginning, only about 6,000 daily riders shortly after it launched. Those numbers did not impress former President Ronald Reagan. He called the Metrorail a billion-dollar mistake.
It would have been a lot cheaper to buy everyone a limousine.
Today, about 76,000 people ride the rail each weekday. That's far below what county officials expected, 200,000 riders. Carla Damian is a spokesperson for Miami-Dade Transit.
Well, I think in the beginning it had, the expectation had, and I'm not really sure how they came up with this figure, but really kind of almost unrealistic ridership expectations.
Originally, the plan was for Metrorail to eventually run about 52 miles, but today it only runs 25 because of insufficient funding. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Meanwhile, Florida is getting poor marks for pedestrian safety. According to a report compiled by the National Complete Streets Coalition, the Miami-Fort Lauderdale metro area is one of four Florida regions in the top 10 most dangerous places for pedestrians in the country. But the report does acknowledge that South Florida, particularly Broward County, has made significant strides in the last 3 years in making its streets more pedestrian-friendly. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.